Wow, every time I try to do something better for myself or do things for myself, it's always involved a lengthy, long wait. But I do got an update on the apartment search to move the heck out of the wretched grip of the craziness of the city council of Springfield and the mayor, the tyranny. I done my first application, finally. It was at the brewery. That's my first application. Although the application was hard, I had to do it off a different email because it wouldn't let me change the answers. It was very difficult. Very difficult to see. And I hope that won't be the answer that, you know, why that won't be continuing on in the finalist search. The brewery is the finalist approach because that's the apartment that said they wanted to give me a nice view. I think it was on the top floor in the main building of the brewery. And so I was trying to finish the application. So my goal is to move anytime between December of this year, 2020, or anytime between 2021 and 2022. Anywhere, in any apartment. Because I have another finalist, City View. It also is a downtown St. Louis. Now, I tried to finish the application for that. See, okay, here's how I finished one application. The brewery wanted $21 because it was $19 for the background check and everything, and then $250 for processing or $2-something for processing, and it comes to $21-something. But City View was the most expensive of all. They wanted $304 for me to do the application. $304. Wow. Whoever's saying moving to another part of a state is not expensive enough. Man. Why did City Council do this? And the mayor went along with it? Why? They did not listen to the people. Now I gotta move. This is crazy. Absolutely damn crazy. But anyway, and at least I'll be with a better airport and transportation so I could be active and be more active and do things. Maybe I could get a better show. Maybe I could talk about things that are going on in St. Louis and everything like that, or Kansas City. And I still haven't think about any finalists in Kansas City. Like I said, Kansas City prices are like you have to be rich to live there. So, but the brewery application is done. I'm just waiting on credit check, and I have to wait on background check. But they said everything had to be done by December 3rd, so I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. Because number one, I tried to call for some, I had some questions, and nobody wasn't really there. So, thank God I had a couple of email accounts that I could rely on. It's ridiculous. Absolutely. They wouldn't let me change the answers to some of the questions. And I didn't even pay for it until I paid for it today. It's ridiculous. The application was so hard, the brewery. And I was doing one for income base, one that's based on my income, almost like here. And I was going to do another one for the regular rate application. But it was still offering about $540-something. But nonetheless, unbelievable. I was ready to do two finalists in one day. Now I gotta wait. $300 to do a full navigation. $300. Oh, God. Well, gotta hope the brewery choose me, or, you know, I'll have to continue. So, but other than that, it's the brewery, City View, and there was a couple others that I wanted, but I have to take a slow and easy depending upon the price of the daggone application. It's just like college. You have to pay before you get in, and even if you can't get in, you just pay for nothing.
holy cow. Holy cow. So anyway, I'll keep you abreast of what I'll be going on this daggone apartment hunt, which city council and the mayor throw me to. They told me to move. Peace. And I forgot. Another reason why I'm driven to move is because I haven't been to church ever since the whole lockdown. And then when President Trump said that churches were essential, should have been essential eons ago. Yet, people who ride the van can't get to church. It's the power of the car. The power of the car. The power of the car. Power of the driver. Power of the driver. Power of the driver! August. Still not at church. That's another reason why I'm moving. It's like, I don't want to still feel like I'm still a prisoner. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to feel like I'm still a prisoner, which is supposed to be, well, it's not home, but it's supposed to be my own place. I don't want to feel like that anymore. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done, son. So anytime between December and 2022, hopefully it's done, but still in Missouri. Now, Pete!